In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be merciful as your Father in heaven is merciful. The other day, I talked about Saint Isaac the Syrian, and he talks about God's mercy and that God's justice is above what we can understand, because he said we really should ask for God's injustice, because if God were just, then everybody would be in hell. How can each one of us measure up to God? If as icons of God and likenesses of God, we have a lot to measure up to. And it's very daring to say that we can measure up at all, because God is immeasurable, and God's mercy is immeasurable. His love is immeasurable. And so when we think about the last judgment, The beautiful hymns give really a voice to our hearts that are very scared of this day. Because how will we stand before God and say that we have compared to him? That he called us to be merciful the way he is merciful. He called us to love one another as he has loved us. And so, if that is the standard, it's very hard to imagine how any of us would be at the right hand of God. And we, of course, tremble at that thought. But he also gives us these wonderful windows into his love, not so that we take advantage of it or that we feel that we are off the hook, but he gives us this wonderful message that he does for us what we don't deserve, so that we go and try to love others that we think don't deserve it. He says that the one who does these to the least of my brethren, or who does it not to the least of my brethren, does it or does it not to me. That God, who did not wait for us to deserve love, expects us also to love in ways that are undeserved to the stranger, to the enemy. This doesn't mean that we have to allow ourselves to not be taken care of, because Christ also gives us instructions how to talk to one another when we are hurt by others. But this kind of mercy that he calls us to do, the way the Samaritan ministered to the person who had been beaten, this is what Christ did for us, we who were spiritually beaten. He came and he showed mercy to us as if he were our neighbor. He fed the multitudes. He watered the Samaritan woman with the spiritual water. He visited the imprisoned. He visited the sick. And these kinds of works of mercy are things that we can do. We can do something. He never called us to solve the person's every problem. The Good Samaritan left him at the inn and didn't say, "You can move in with me." He didn't. And then St. John Chrysostom says that this gospel that we will hear tomorrow, he didn't say, I was sick and you healed me, or I was in prison and you freed me, but the visitation, some kind of expression of caring. This is the beginning of our understanding of God's mercy, who visited us even in Hades. So I think that when we can appreciate that God has loved us in a way that we have not earned or have not deserved, then we try to communicate this love to others, that we try to live in this challenge, and that although the day of judgment is something that gives us pause, we are told that if we try to be merciful, and that when we even start taking the steps to go home, as we heard last week, that even though the son was at a distance, his father ran to complete the journey. That you and I cannot complete our own journey, and we will never measure up to God. But we have to insist on being on our way, and to celebrate with those who are repenting, and to offer some kind of love to every person that is in front of us, so that we can hear the wonderful words to inherit the kingdom that was prepared for us, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.